Edinburgh celebrates women breaking barriers in leadership and public service. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh, Texas. The City of Edinburgh Human Resources Department hosted a women's empowerment luncheon on Monday at the Edinburgh Arts, Culture and Events Center, bringing together employees and community leaders for a panel discussion focused on leadership, career growth, and overcoming professional barriers. The luncheon, titled Women Leading with Purpose, featured Rio Grande Valley leaders Leah Wise, Veronica Gonzalez, and Natalia Velasquez. The internal event for City of Edinburgh employees reached full capacity. Panelists shared personal experiences navigating male-dominated fields, managing self-doubt, and building successful careers while maintaining personal priorities. The conversation also addressed mentorship, professional boundaries, and the importance of authenticity in leadership. Wise, an attorney and entrepreneur, opened her own law practice in 2016 and now leads what she described as the largest 100% women-run law firm in the Rio Grande Valley. During the discussion, she recalled being told she had no place starting her own plaintiff's law practice, a field she said is traditionally dominated by men. I knew that I owed it to the women who paved the way for people like me and to the younger generation of women lawyers who would join the legal field, Wise said. Wise also founded the Wise Women Foundation to support minority women and established a scholarship program for Latina law students. Gonzalez spoke about embracing uncertainty and stepping outside one's comfort zone as a path to professional growth. A former Texas state representative, Gonzalez served 4 terms in the Texas House and was introduced during the event as the first woman elected to represent the Rio Grande Valley in the legislature. Every time you step out of your comfort zone, you grow, and you learn to doubt yourself less, Gonzalez said. Gonzalez now serves as head of governmental and community relations at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. She also reflected on the importance of maintaining perspective beyond career achievements. When we're dying, on our deathbed, people aren't going to remember you for your job, Gonzalez said. They're going to remember who you were as a person. Velasquez discussed the persistence required to succeed in technical and regulatory fields. She currently serves as chief building official for the City of Edinburgh and has achieved several regional milestones, including becoming the Rio Grande Valley's first female master electrician and later earning the Master Code professional designation. She described facing rejection while advocating for the creation of a dedicated building safety department within the city, saying repeated setbacks strengthened her determination. Setbacks are a blessing, Velasquez said. Throughout the panel, speakers encouraged attendees to set goals, seek mentorship, and support other women pursuing leadership roles. Wise emphasized the importance of authenticity and establishing professional boundaries to avoid burnout. Be authentically you, Wise said. Don't hide the parts of yourself that you think are going to alienate people or turn them away, because often that piece of yourself is who's going to invite that tribe. The discussion aimed to encourage women in the workplace to lead with confidence while continuing to open opportunities for future generations.